Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Let's just get right to this, folks. This is insanity. Do you see this? On social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Go to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. A South African pastor who claims to heal people by giving forth vapors on their faces. I'm not kidding, folks. Claims he gives vapors by the Holy Spirit to heal their bodies. This is a complete mockery. This is blasphemy. I see it all day long. Is this to the extreme? Well, in part it is. It truly is. But here, I just want to set the record straight, and holding to the Word of God is always what convicts men of sin, and that's why we use the Word of God. John 16, starting in verse 8, he comes to convict of sin. The Holy Spirit does. He never comforts a man in known sin. He comes to convict him of his sin to bring about godly repentance. Matthew 3, 2, 2 Corinthians 7, 10, and 11. Read it when you get a moment. What does it tell us about blaspheming the Holy Ghost? Well, Mark 3, 29 tells us, but he that shall blaspheme the Holy Ghost shall have never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. Well, what would you call this? What would you call a guy, a lunatic, a heretic? Read 1 Timothy 4, 1. What would you call a guy that said he heals people by kicking out vapors upon them? Folks, if you don't understand what I'm saying, they're using the word farting on their faces. And they're dead serious about what they're conveying. Does this not offend those that call themselves Christians? It should. I'd ask the question, where is Christ if it doesn't offend you? It should totally offend you. Hey, folks, my love does not tolerate false error. And that is the love of the Holy Ghost that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us in Romans 5:5. I'm absolutely amazed by people today. They're just okay with it. Oh, they just say that they're lost. Well, aren't you called to seek and save that which is lost? Well, absolutely we are. Aren't we to preach to them? Mark 16:15? Absolutely we are. Doesn't Scripture tell us in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God? For what? Doctrine, reproof, correction, and instructions in righteousness? To overlook this, folks, is a sense, in a sense, an injustice being done to the Holy Ghost, which in within itself is a blasphemy. Oh, my goodness. I mean, here we are. Here we are. Folks, you know that Jesus didn't come into the world to save our skin. You all know that he came into the world to save our souls. You all know on this show that we don't feed into the narrative of black power or white power, because white power is just as dangerous as black power, and black power is just as dangerous as white power is. And the Bible tells us in Acts 17:26 that all nations are one blood. We are in this together. But what does C-SPAN do most recently? Well, they bring up an author and an owner of the Blacknificent books who's making an issue of the color in this particular case. This is the kind of stuff that bothers me, because the mainstream media, what they do is they pick the narrative and then they keep that narrative by using these useful idiots to push the narrative. It's all sponsored by the mainstream media because the government is in on this. I want you to see this. And again, I want you to understand, we are not using this to pit people against each other, because overall, I don't see this. The only place that you're going to see this is through the mainstream media that is continuously driving the narrative to divide the people or pit the people one against another. Read Mark 3:24. I want you to check this out. And again, look at their highlighting over on C-SPAN right now. Check out what this man says. And so what we're going to have to do is, of course, we're trying to play something live here, right? And in the meantime, what happens? Well, it doesn't want to kick out the narrative that he's kicking forth. And so what we're going to do is we're going to figure out what's going on with this, and I'm going to play it for you when we get that figured out, which happens to be right now.
The one idea is how we are going to exterminate white people, because that, in my estimation, is the only conclusion I have come to. We have to exterminate white people off of the face of the planet to solve this problem. Now, I don't care whether you clap or not, but I'm saying to you that we need to solve this problem, because they are going to kill us. And I will leave on that. So we have to just set up our own system and stop playing and get very serious and not be diverted.
Okay. And the one so, folks, you see what's happening here. Why is the mainstream media driving that narrative? Why is the mainstream media continuously driving the narrative that when a black man is jostled about or harassed by the police, they got to be white police, of course. Why is it that news is always promulgated? Why is that news always thrown in the face of the American people? But when it's the other way around, or a black-on-black crime, you don't hear a peep about it. You ever wonder why they're doing that? Because, folks, the reason they're doing that is because, again, they want to continuously divide the people, and they have to find the useful idiots that will play the fools in doing so. And that's what they found here. And I wanted to share that with you, because this is what they're working on. And yet, on a firsthand experience, folks, I have yet to see this. I'm from North Minneapolis. Okay, that means the Hmongs were there, that means the Vietnamese were there, that means the blacks were there, that means the Native Americans were there, that means they were all there, and so were the white people, and we all expected to get along, because we all knew right then and there that we were all in the same hole as each other were, and we didn't have a problem with each other. Okay, that was called the hood in North Minneapolis. And yet we don't see it there. The only place that we see it is through the mainstream media, friends. These are the ones promoting Black Lives Matters. These are the ones that are promoting black on white crimes, or I'm sorry, white on black crimes. These are the ones that are trying to create up a narrative that exactly comes from hot air and nothing but. That means they created it out of thin air. Folks, it's the mainstream media that's promoting this stuff, and they need to be dealt with lawfully. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Rev Billy Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I did a piece some time ago because people were talking about the injustices that were taking place concerning the indigenous people and the displaced people and the black people and the people of this color and that color, and the list goes on. Of course, the white man's responsible for all of this, right? Well, I went over to Deuteronomy 9:5, and I see that it was the Lord that was calling the shots. Matter of fact, I want to make clear that people understand what I'm saying here. So when I go over to Deuteronomy 9:5, exactly what does it say? Not because of your righteousness or your integrity that you are going to take possession. That means to dispossess or possess the land concerning those that are in right now. What did the Lord say? He again said, I'm looking for the King James Version. I prefer that over all the other ones. And what does it say here? It says, not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thine heart dost thou go to possess the land. The Lord's saying it's not because of your righteousness that I'm giving it to you, but for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee, and that he may perform the word which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So it's the Lord that decides to give to whom he's going to give the land to. And again, notice the people that are being dispossessed are those that are wicked. And those that are being put in their place, the Lord's not putting them above it. He's just saying, I'm going to give it to you because you're not to that degree yet in wickedness concerning this particular scripture in Deuteronomy 9:5. Now, I just highlighted the fact that black power is as dangerous as white power, and white power is as dangerous as black power. But I'm telling you, friends, the mainstream media is continuously using the likes of a John Lewis, is no longer with us, and to his ever Everlasting Shame playing the race card. Maxine Waters. The list goes on, folks. Well, I got another one here for you, and I'm telling you that they're putting these people up to attack people, to divide people one against another. But at the end of the day, the people that are black in these particular cases need to understand that they're being used as useful idiots to only incite the people against themselves. And it's exactly what's happening. It's going to be an opposite response to the one that they thought that they were going to get. Now, not too long ago, and I'm talking about just a couple hours ago, I've been at my computer all day just writing in the Gist. We were told by a woman that was a representative of a particular district concerning parental choice. A lot of the parents didn't finish high school, she said. The Georgia rep, she goes on to insult intelligence of parents seeking school choice. But I want you to go ahead and take a look at who they're using to do it. Now, why would they do this, folks?
I see access as a problem. I see parents being able to direct their child's education, and they are already in the lower 25 percentile, meaning a lot of those parents did not finish high school and cannot direct their, could not finished their own education. I am extremely concerned that we would put money in their hands in that, and that entire
she can't even say it, but she wants to talk about how stupid the parents are
to make those decisions, and they don't have the money to put in the difference that their child would need to attend a private school if there were one in there already in their reach.
Yeah, so what she's doing, friends, is she's, and you're seeing this across the boards right now where you're actually seeing the government take a step, and you're seeing more and more of this where they're trying to usurp authority over the parents because they're trying to take the kids away from the parents. We're seeing this on so many different levels. I just got this. This is on LifeSite News this morning from one of my friends, and I have it on text here, and it says Supreme Court votes 8-1 to strike down ruling that allowed abortions for minors without parental consent. Hey, let me ask you something, folks. Since when did it become the Supreme Court's job to tell parents they need to stand down or they need to stand up? Again, let me remind you, the state has no children, so why are they assuming this authority? Again, look at Deuteronomy 28 from 15 all the way down to the end of the chapter, and you will see that is a part of judgment upon a nation. The government has been trying to assert parental authority concerning your kids for decades in this country, folks. This isn't something brand new, but we are noticing this push for more control over your children in hopes of getting the parents out of the way concerning how it operates. So they want to become God in your life in every aspect. That's what, so it went from Big Brother, now they want to play God. That ain't going to happen here in Jesus' name. Just want to make clear, there's only one God, and they are not it. That is for sure. I want to bring you over now. I did another interview, or not an interview, an article this morning concerning the likes of what goes on in the People's White House. And what I'm talking about is the People's White House. I just, when I see this stuff, it's really easy for me to get it. And what I'm talking about is the narrative that is continuously controlled through the mainstream media and where it all falls from. And what I'm talking about right now is something that I kind of tapped into yesterday. And what I said to you yesterday, the powers that are tolerated, they write the propaganda script. Then the useful idiots in the controlled press proposes questions to the puppet politicians that in turn give the scripted answers. So from start to finish, it's all controlled. And this is what the American people have not figured out. And did you know that in Scripture that the Lord said that he would send people from other lands to warn us? In other words, foreigners will come in, regardless of how it may be, concerning their exposés and what it is that they're pointing out. It's interesting that foreigners are being sent into our land to tell us what Americans are not willing to deal with. And what am I talking about? I want to play this in part, and what I'm going to show you is I'm going to go to the White House, And I'm going to go inside, and I want you to listen carefully as to what transpires, because there's a foreigner that is in the press corps there that begins to shout down this said representative of this treasonous criminal administration that currently resides in the People's White House. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he is trying to tell you, Americans. You know, it's interesting, 94% of the people don't believe the media. But what do they parrot? What the media says. Well, what's my job? Just like Gideon's, to tear down our father's altars, okay? And their idols is what they are. They don't care if it's true or untrue. It occupies their minds. These are the people that don't believe the media, that are watching the news all day long on the mainstream media outlets. And these are the people that don't believe in the media, and yet they're the ones going out and buying the papers and reading their magazines at the airports. They don't believe them, folks. But yet they feed on their narratives. Shame upon such people. Now let's go into the People's White House, and I want you to hear this for yourself. This is pretty crazy, but listen to what the foreigner had to say concerning what was going on in the People's White House.
Today. Yeah, right. You're here for me. Refer me. No. Nope, that's not, we're not doing this.
It's
we're
controlled.
Not doing this.
She's
we're
trying to control
this.
It.
We're not doing this.
From across the room. You've been discriminating against me and discriminating against some people in the British world.
He's saying,
and
you're
saying that this is the U.S., this is not China.
This foreigner is saying, I did not come over here to be discriminated against. He said, this is not China and this is not Russia. You can already see this useful idiot's trying to control the narrative. Listen carefully.
This is not Russia.
Okay.
What you are doing,
he keeps saying, this is not Russia. This is not Russia.
It's been 7 months
and you have not called on me, he said.
Welcome, guys. Welcome to
so
the press briefing.
Now she's ignoring him.
Okay.
She's ignoring him now. He's saying, this is not right.
Let it go.
It's all control.
Are we going to behave?
Are we going to behave? Talking down to those that want to actually report as to what is really taking place. Are we going to behave? In other words, friends, he's not falling in line. Do you see how they continuously demonize anybody that wants the truth here? This is ridiculous.
Folks,
quorum, please. Simon. Sorry to our guests. We apologize. Yes, I apologize.
Now they're apologizing for the guy that demands the truth as to what's going on in the People's White House. They're apologizing to their guests because this man wants the truth. He says this is not China and this is not Russia. And you've been ignoring me for 7 months. And he wants to ask real questions, and she tells him to behave. And then what they do is they turn. They have the audacity to turn to their said guests in the People's White House, and they apologize for the guy demanding truthful questions and answers.
I apologize. I just got to say something before we start. I know some folks are probably going to leave the room.
You can keep discriminating, he said. You can keep discriminating.
There's some people in the briefing room because you don't like them.
He said, there's so many people in this room. He said, but you don't like me. You don't like them. So, folks, this is what's going on, and this is how you're getting your information, as I've said 1.5 million times. We'll be right back.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A top Republican looked the CEO of TikTok in the eye today and let him have it.
TikTok has repeatedly chosen the path for more control, more surveillance, and more manipulation. Your platform should be banned.
That's House Energy and Commerce Committee Chair Kathy McMorris Rogers. TikTok CEO Shou Chu says the parent company is not controlled by the Chinese Communist Party and it's working on a completely separate U.S. branch. No action today and probably not this week from the New York grand jury hearing allegations surrounding the money paid to adult film actor Stormy Daniels and whether it came from the Trump campaign treasury. On the 13th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act, President Biden calls it the most consequential health care bill since the establishment of Medicare. He said he's now focusing on expanding what's known as Obamacare. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You know what really bothers me? And I don't know why it bothers me. I mean, as long as the job gets done, that's all I really honestly care about. But, you know, I just got to tell you this. What bothers me is when people kick out brand new information. I want you to look at this, friends. The spiritual tsunami coming. Now, this is supposed to be brand new information. Okay, thank you for the brand new information. Well, Lord, folks, the Lord gave me that vision in dream is really what it was, because I was half asleep, half awake, and I wrote it down 2.5 years ago before the whole pandemic, the tsunami, right? And what's bothersome about it is people don't listen until it happens. And what does it bother you? Because I wish people would take a hold of what I know to be true. I'm not one that's trying to get a following. It's not my job to get a following. It's not my job to actually have more people come to me. My job is to drive you to the foot of the cross where I can do no more and put your faith in Jesus Christ and that you might grow by grace. It's my job to work myself out of a job. That's what my job is. Now, you'll never hear that from a preacher, but that is my job. And I wish more than anything that people would listen to the message that's given here the first time. rather than waiting for it to happen before they begin to take heed to what was said. Now, the reason I say that, because I'm going to show you a couple things. You see this. You know, for 3 years, I believe it's been over the last 5 years, we've been on this parallel, not by will, but being led, Romans 8:14, to continuously show the parallel between America and the Nazis. And of course, you know, I've even heard from people in Michigan, why do you keep equating everything to the Nazis? Well, isn't it interesting that now everybody's doing it? But this ministry was breaking through Micah 2:12-13 over 3 to 5 years ago concerning this narrative. And I remember watching all those documentaries, asking myself, why am I watching all these documentaries? Why am I watching this documentary on the Nazis and their crimes and what they were guilty of? Why was I watching Pol Pot and Idi Amin? Why was I watching Benito Mussolini and Mao Zedong and Joseph Stalin? Because that's what's coming, and it's my job to put the trumpet up to my mouth and blow it that you might have, a timely warning. So in other words, the Lord's mercy was to say, warn the people, let them take heed. And the first thing I'm thinking of right now is Nineveh and Jonah. They took heed, but see, people in America, they don't take heed until after the fact, but yet foreign countries all over the world are taking heed while America's fast asleep, while the enemy continuously sows the seed while men slept. And I'm thinking of Matthew 13. Why is it that people don't listen until it happens? Michigan just passed, or their passes, it says, Michigan passes safe storage gun bill. State GOP likens it to Nazism. Well, let me ask you the question. Why didn't you listen when this first came from this platform? And again, this should also help you to understand as to why we are being so heavily censored. I want to tell you this. And I'm going to be led by the Spirit of God here. Somebody just sent out a dream and a vision, and I never do this, by the way. And I've had several of them, and every single one of them included tornadoes. And the Bible says in Nahum 1 that the Lord will have his way in the whirlwind. And every single time it came to pass. But somebody just sent me a video on YouTube where there's massive followers with no censorship, of a guy that's premised in a cultish religion who had a dream that was confirmed by a spiritual leader. And they put it out there like this is spot on, and this is for sure going to happen because look who said it. He's a controlled operative. And he's also a part of a cult. And so what I did is as I listened through it, I didn't want to take away anything that the Lord was doing. I don't want to be a part of that. I really, truly don't, regardless of who he uses, because the Lord will use an ass if he has to rebuke Balaam, okay? Just so you understand that he'll use whosoever he will. But when I went through it, I just thought, well, that was pretty nominal, but he's got all of his listeners in the millions all excited about the dream that he just had. And so what I did is I typed on the bottom, said the one that feeds on false doctrine, and I left it there. I've listened to this guy before just talk about this is what the Lord is saying right now. He's on Fox News. He's a part of the Fox News network. This is what the Lord is saying. And it's like, where are you at? He's trying to make the two ways meet concerning the Kairos and the Kronos, Scripture and the Spirit of God meeting at one place to give us revelation, and it was completely perpendicular and in stark contrast to the very meaning of Scripture that he was given. But yet the people will follow him in the millions. And yet when we continuously for 20 and 23 years continuously are led by the Holy Ghost in warning you of things to come where it has been spot on every step of the way, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Yet we're heavily censored and people still can't figure out why that is. But these other guys, man, they're on YouTube. They got millions of followers. They haven't been censored. They're on Facebook. They have millions of followers. They haven't been censored. I would say this, folks. If they haven't been censored, you probably better ask yourself a serious question. Why is it that they haven't been censored? I want to tell you why. because they're a part of the problem. And the bad guys, as you call the bad guys, they all the well know it. They all the well know it. So they're equating things concerning the Nazis as to what's taking place there in Michigan. And I'm going to bring you over to Michigan right now because I also want you to bring up this point. How many times have I said over the last 17, 18, 19, 20 years, I got to assess the time that we've been on sometime here, on national radio, where we continuously told you, folks, it's not a foreign government creating domestic insurrection. This is the communists within trying to keep your eyes on what's going on inside. But I said, and I continuously say, but look at Russia and look at China. Look at Russia, look at China. What's going to happen, friends? We're going to get it sooner or later. And nobody deserves it more than this country. Bradley, that's hate. No, that's love. That's love. Read Luke 13:34. The Lord continuously warned the people, and they didn't listen. And what did he say? You didn't know the times that you were in. You didn't know your peace. You didn't know how I was here. And then he used the parallel of a hen overlooking her chicks to protect them. You didn't know because you didn't want to know. Just think about that. And then what took place next? When Jesus was going up to the cross, the Bible says all the women were crying over the fact that Jesus was going to the cross. And Jesus, when he was dragging the cross up to Golgotha, to Calvary, folks, what did he do? He turned around and he said, don't cry for me, cry for you and your children. Because if they'll do this in a dry tree, with the knowledge that you have now, I'm sorry, if they'll do this in a green tree, you still have the power to do the right, but you don't do it? You have all the knowledge in the world and you do nothing with it? Just imagine what they'll do in a dry tree. And 40 years later was the Passion of the Christ, and it tells us in the Box's Book of Martyr that over 1,100 individuals were crucified on the walls of Jerusalem. That's what it says in Old English. Remember, they were the ones that said, your blood be upon us. It's the same thing the American people are doing by rejecting the truth. And by rejecting a prophetic message, friends, you're either going to accept it to your good or you're going to reject it to your own demise. Well, Bradley, are you threatening us? No, Scripture is threatening us. Because there is no in-betweenites, and Americans haven't figured that out yet. They still have this vision of this unbalanced, merciful God that looks like Santa Claus. That is not the God of the Bible in any sense of the word. The Bible says he's angry at the wicked every day, and he will judge that nation. And if we don't want to listen to that, folks, well, we're just going to go into it seven times more, and that's exactly where we're at today. Let me take you over to one of the things that we have been pointing our fingers at for over 20 years in this ministry. China and Russia. Keep in mind, friends, as they try to get you distracted by a little balloon and then blame the Chinese, and then shortly thereafter, then they talk about a balloon that Russia had. Hey, keep in mind, they're all calling for a new world order. They're all unified, friends. This is an alliance created from hell. Isaiah 28, verse 18. Okay, and it's for you to disannul it, but if not, it's going to continuously go forward. I want to bring Tucker Carlson for a moment. He's a controlled operative. Every once in a while, he'll blurt the truth out in his confusion. Keep in mind, he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and it's not because he's serving the people. It's because he's serving his sponsors. But what was brought up is what I want you to see, and I'm not cherry-picking this stuff. It comes before my desk, and it's like, okay, there's another confirmation. Okay, there's another confirmation. I'm not looking for it, but that prophetic word comes back, and I want to confirm it. That's it. Nothing more and nothing less. Listen to what's going on in Michigan. I'm going to come right back after this break. We were going to get to, but if I give unrighteous commands, use it against me. Well, we'll get to that in time. Okay, we'll get to that in time. This is more important right now, and I want to show you what's happening with the Chinese and how you're being sold out by your said representatives that you fail to impeach and to prosecute. Okay, that's the problem in this country, is the American people don't realize that it's their responsibility to deal with corruption in government, and because of it, you're being sold out. We've known this for decades. Remember Harry Reid? Remember Hillary Clinton? Remember them selling oil to the Russians and Harry Reid selling out to the Chinese? And folks, we've known this for a long, 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 long time. So this should come as no surprise. We're just getting closer. As the Bible says, we can hear them hiss and hiss and hiss. That means it keeps coming up in our faces, and it's going to be there until we either deal with it or we're going to be judged by it. That's what Scripture teaches. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
We're in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You know, some people, just for the record, I'm not backhanding anybody, but I'm just going to Scripture when I'm reading some of these comments on social media platforms. You know, Lord Jesus, come back here. I'm telling you, friends, if you read Amos 5:18, what does it say? Woe is a curse in this particular context, okay? And it says, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not night. Why don't you go ahead and read that in context and then ask yourself if you're saying, come back now, Lord Jesus, come back. My Bible tells us that we're to occupy till he comes. The church needs to get busy rather than throwing their hands up in the air and saying, Lord Jesus, come back. No, we need to get busy. This is our testing ground to do his will on this earth as it is in heaven. And if we choose not to do that, we're going to see more of what's coming our way. Now, let me go back to what I wanted to talk about. This is the Chinese in Michigan. I was saying to my social media platform friends on social media platforms, obviously, that I've been to Michigan 46 times over the last 3 years. Every single time I've been there, I continuously tell them that they're the worst state in our union. Easily over California, over New York. They're catching up, but they're the worst. And I didn't say it because of the people there, which is, by the way, covered in idolatry into that state like I've never seen in all my life. But the fact of the matter is, I said, this is a testing ground. And when you look at what's been going on since day one under this witchmer, and she is a witch, don't get me wrong, I'm not name-calling, it's a fact. Look what she's been doing, and look at the ball that she has continuously pushed forward against those people, okay? And again, bring that together with the Chinese and the Russians. I want to bring you over to Michigan right now because Tucker Carlson just highlighted, again, a controlled operative, Tucker Carlson, highlighting what is in fact taking place in Michigan most recently. This was just posted 14 hours ago. Check this out.
But some states, this is so perverse it's hard to believe it's real, are helping the Chinese government replace American manufacturing as well. The governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, just gave more than $700 million in taxpayer money to fund a massive Chinese battery plant in Big Rapids, Michigan. Residents there are protesting this. Tudor Dixon ran for governor of Michigan. She's host of the Tudor Dixon podcast, and we're honored to have her join us tonight. Tudor
Dixon, I'm not impressed with her neither.
Coming on. This is one of the
stories. Okay, this is what I just want to say this just for a moment, please. Okay? So here comes Tudor Dixon. She's going to highlight the fact that the Chinese want to establish a plant there in Michigan at the taxpayers' expense, $715 million. Now, I just want you to look at Tudor Dixon really quick. She comes on with a big, whopping smile on her face. Am I missing something? Nope, this is politics. This is what the people are being conditioned by 24/7. Let's listen to what she has to say.
It's hard to believe it's real. How could Gretchen Whitmer have gotten away with this?
Well, how did she get away with this? But how is it not a bigger story, what we've recently found out? Because we gave the state of Michigan, lawmakers and Gretchen Whitmer have decided to give this company $715 million in taxpayer dollars. But in the company bylaws...
Okay, so let me ask you. So $715 million in taxpayer funds, you're paying for it, Americans, to establish a Chinese company, as they say. It's a military base. Don't confuse the issue because they're just using a different name to counterfeit it. This is a Trojan horse is what it is. Okay, Michigan's right in the middle of the United States of America. No better place to establish yourself if you want to tear down the infrastructure. And it's what they're doing. Okay, but I want to say this, friends. Michigan deal sends $715 million in taxpayer cash to a firm linked to the Chinese government. What constitutes treason here? What constitutes treason? I mean, just recently we've seen Whitmer out in Sweden at the World Economic Forum hanging out with Alexander Soros, son of international criminal George Soros. Don't you understand that Daddy Soros said that America is the stumbling block to the New World Order? And see, what they need to do is they need to use treasonous individuals like that of Whitmer to go ahead and tear down by establishing foreigners within the United States of America to do their biddings for them so they can establish the global order. I didn't say it. But look at the company that she keeps. Let's go on.
That are on the company website. It clearly states that when they get to Michigan, they have to have a CCP organization on site. A Chinese Communist Party.
Why is this Tudor Dixon? Why is she almost like laughing? Why does she got this big smile on her face, friends? I'm curious, is this like a victory lap or what?
Organization on site, a propaganda arm of the CCP right in the center of the country in Michigan.
She's
one
smiling.
Square mile of CCP in the center of Michigan, and that has to...
If I would have been Tucker Carlson in that particular situation, I would have asked Miss Tudor Dixon the question, why are you smiling? Is this funny? Is this humorous somehow? Wow, Americans. I mean, does this look like it's a real imminent threat? No.
It's the grassroots of the corporation. So think about that. They have to have the CCP there. This is in the bylaws. Clearly the lawmakers and Gretchen Whitmer read these bylaws. You would have to say, you would have to know what the company's operations are going to be. This is nowhere near any of our car manufacturers, any of our automobile manufacturers. So what exactly are they doing in this rural area in Michigan?
What do you think they're doing?
But to top it off, we now know that about 250 to 300 will be housed at the local university there. Chinese nationals. These are not going to be American jobs. They're bringing Chinese nationals in to take these jobs, and they will be housed at the local university, where the local university has just so happened to be telling people, this is such a good idea, you have to have this corporation here. So how much money are the Chinese going to give the local university?
And Gretchen Whitmer, who strikes me as extraordinarily corrupt. I mean, someone got paid for this. Do we know who?
Well, we need to find that out. But obviously, lots of people are involved in this. You have lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, but you have Gretchen Whitmer. And we have said from the very beginning, this is suspect. And now you have the community rising up. So Big Rapids actually said, you know what? We don't want this in our town. We want this to move out. Goshen said, we're going to move to the town next door. They're still pushing. You still see local people coming up and saying, this does not make sense for us. We don't want the arm of the Chinese Communist Party right here in our small town. But think about this. This is truly an organization. It clearly states it has to be the Chinese Communist Party setting up in the middle of the country. You're surrounded by...
In the middle of the country. Again, Americans, let me ask you the question. What constitutes treason? Let me say this. I'm looking down right now. If we were uncensored, we'd literally have a couple million people online right now watching the show. Why is Tudor Dixon smiling about conveying all this information about the treasonous acts of Gretchen Whitmer? My goodness. I had law enforcement ask me yesterday, Bradley, I get a lot of these people asking me, so what do you think it's going to take to actually reform America when the people have had enough? When the people have had enough, you can see your politicians are up on TV laughing about it with a big smile on their face, like it's her birthday party or something. It's insane. For those that don't know, this has also happened in North Dakota. North Dakota town rejects Chinese project near U.S. military base after Biden administration refuses to act. Okay, don't think for one moment that Joe Biden is not opening the floodgates to your sworn enemies. Okay. You see Nazi measures being pushed in the halls of government. You see all over the United States of America where those said Muslims coming from third world countries are actually doing their best because they want to conquer to infiltrate government, and they're doing it. There's 35 jihadi camps in America. Don't act like this is a foreigner doing this to you. Don't act like it's a foreign government doing this to you, Americans. You've allowed them to set the narrative, and they're implementing as at will as they continuously go plank for plank, incrementally setting the stage with the permission of the American people in doing so. Now, that's the truth of the matter. Did you see this, folks? Conservative firing line said New York Governor Hochul, Letitia James, seeks court approval to detain citizens in quarantine camps indefinitely without notice and without rights. This is in New York, okay? Did you also see this? This is for those that still haven't awakened to who Ron DeSantis is. A Florida bill would require bloggers who write about the governor to register with the state. And don't tell me Ron DeSantis doesn't have a part to play in that, folks. Look who's promoting him. This is the problem that we're having. Here's another one for you. IRS is developing new backed algorithm that shall see more white and Asian people targeted for tax audits to boost racial equity. I should have brought that up when I was talking about the topics that I was talking about earlier, just to bring it line upon line, precept upon precept. But folks, again, this isn't a foreign government attacking you. You're the stumbling block, Americans. And I'm here to tell you, there's only one way to deal with the corruption, and it's found in the Constitution. Impeach and then prosecute. We'll be right back in 23 hours.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.